Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Trouble.
Yeah, it is a most read story over the past 8 hours. The House Judiciary Committee focus, you might find it surprising in terms of what troubles they are looking into, and it has nothing to do necessarily with the current administration. Let's talk to Billy House, Bloomberg News congressional reporter, on the phone from the nation's capital. Hey, Billy, I do want to get into that, but first up, I just got to ask you, the president did sign today a Russia sanctions bill. How will that bill shape our policy and actions toward Russia in the future?
Well, as written and as signed, it will prevent the president from unilaterally lifting sanctions against Russia and two other countries, Iran and North Korea. It'll limit American companies from investing in many of the energy projects and other aspects of consortiums and that sort of thing we have with those countries. And it is something that Vladimir Putin, in fact, is very upset about. So it's a wide-ranging piece of legislation that the president didn't really want to sign.
Right, but he did do it, but he also put out a statement, right, kind of with his reservations.
Yeah, he talked about national unity, but he did say that it would make it harder for the U.S. to strike good deals for the American people and might even, you know, drive China, Russia, and North Korea closer together, was his argument.
All right, let's move on from that, because I do love your story that you put out here that talked about specifically the House Judiciary Committee. There's a lot that they could be looking into, certainly concerning the current White House and president in terms of Russian meddling in last year's election and so on. Yet, what's their other focus?
Yeah, here's the issue. This is the committee in the U.S. House that has oversight directly of the Justice Department. That means the FBI as well. Mm-hmm. And this is also the committee that, and nobody's talking about this at this point, though, would take the helm of any impeachment action. But what we have is a chairman here who refuses to investigate anything or all things Russia-related, saying that there's enough other committees in Congress and else and in the Justice Department investigating these matters, so he shouldn't and doesn't want to. Instead, he said he's focused on Hillary Clinton and the unfinished business of what she did or did not do or what the Justice Department should have done to her.
Does he have the backing of some of his fellow House members?
Almost uniformly, Republicans on his committee back him, and uniformly, for sure, Democrats oppose him.
Shocking, right?
Right. It's partisan. But I would have ventured to say, and I haven't canvassed the entire U.S. House, but there are some Republicans who are wincing a little bit when they hear one of their chairmen, especially the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, say it's really not his role to look into matters involving the Justice Department and the FBI.
Well, and you do point out that Goodlatte's Senate counterpart, we're talking about Chuck Grassley of Iowa, another Republican, he doesn't feel the same way necessarily in terms of where we should be focusing on.
Absolutely not. He's launched, as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, investigations that include wanting to call Paul Manafort, the former Trump campaign manager, to testify, Donald Trump Jr. To come testify to this committee. And so Democrats in the House point to him, and whether or not this is artificial or not, suggest that Chairman Goodlatte in the House should follow suit.
Hey, listen, though, you know, going back to something you said about why Goodlatte, you know, has said it makes no sense for them to look into it, because there are a lot of other investigations. As you mentioned, you got the House and Senate intelligence panels, as well as the continuing investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller. Is he right that for them to kind of add on to the pile is redundant and a waste of time, a waste of efforts, a waste of taxpayer money?
Well, here's how members see that. Yes, in one regard, there could be some stumbling on each other and messing up each other's interviews and that sort of thing. That's certainly true. On the other point, though, is that this is the committee that historically has overseen the Justice Department and damage and other events to that. And it, many people on that committee and outside see its main role is to protect and monitor and oversee the Justice Committee, the Justice Department. So you could argue that other entities are looking into this, but there are members on both sides of the aisle that wonder why this committee that could be involved in impeachment proceedings, if it ever got to that, and again, nobody's talking about that, is washing its hands of the whole matter, essentially.
Is he willing to collaborate at all on any of this? Good luck.
Absolutely not. And worse than that, he's... as Democrats would argue, deflecting and diverting to a investigation or a rehash of Clinton aspects with Comey and with the former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. And, you know, they wonder, why are we doing that? And we're ignoring the matter at hand.
Well, thanks for bringing us this story, Billy, because I do think some of these finer points of what's going on in Washington that don't necessarily get in the headlines are important, though, for the American public to keep a watch on rather than all the shiny stuff that catches our attention. Billy House, congressional reporter at Bloomberg News, joining us on the phone from the Capitol. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets right here on Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.